Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hello, everyone. Remember the chaos and fun of high school, Lulu?
Oh, well, how could I forget it, Judge? It was probably some of the best times of my life. It's good to think back, isn't it? Thinking back on nostalgia moments from high school.
What's your favourite moment?
Oh, God, too many to name, Judge. Too many to name.
Well, enough about the blokes you kissed and more into Lou and I reliving all our high school years in Heartbreak High Season 2. It's a bloody good time.
I could have carried on about how, you know, I was very good at speech and drama. I won many awards, Jack.
Yeah. The glory days, Lou.
Yeah. But it's a good season. I've been binge watching it. It's good classic Aussie humour, which is what we like. It's sexy. It's not afraid to poke fun at itself, which is pretty much exactly what we mean well is and what we do to each other most days.
It is a little less woke this season. You know, very, very funny and deeply Aussie.
You know what? Also, it doesn't matter if it's a distant memory high school for you, because it's nice to look back. And when you watch it, you feel like you're back in high school and you go, oh, I can relate to all of this.
Distant memory, huh? For you.
Well,
I graduated only a couple of years ago, I think. Look, everyone can join in on the fun with Heartbreak High Season 2. It's out now on Netflix. Do not miss it.
Get around it. I got a funny story from my babysitter.
All right, spin it.
It's not actually that funny.
Isn't it?
You start with something else.
Spin it. Please.
I wasn't even alive at this point.
Good.
It was my brother. Excuse me. It was my brother's. So our babysitter, Anne, would come over, babysit the boys, and then mum and dad would get home and she'd go, I don't know what it is, but Matthew is a baby genius. He's breaking his way out of that cot. And I'm finding him in the middle of the hallway. Just says, crawling out, taking the sides down. He's out of the cot. And mum and dad are like, that screams of Christopher. Like, Chris was such a little shit. So older brother was going in, letting Matthew out, taking him out, putting him in the hallway, going back to his bed. And then so she'd come upstairs and go, Matthew?
How have you done this?
And then she put him back, and then Chris would do it again.
How much older is Chris?
3 years.
So how old was Matthew?
Like a baby. Chris is like three.
So Chris is kind of a baby genius.
Oh, Chris was incredible. Mum would be like, don't do anything. I'm going to the post. Like, you know, there were those post boxes, which was like 100 metres down the road.
Yeah.
And Chris would like jump in his little fucking toy Ferrari car or whatever, and Mum
fresh from a session at the cinema. Didn't want to take chopper.
Maybe it wasn't a Ferrari.
Oh, it stinks of being a Ferrari,
and
doesn't
then
it?
He'd zoom. Mum would turn.
He'd zoom, all right. They're quick. V12.
Mum would turn around, and Chris would, like, age like four, would have zoomed out the front door in this little toy car. And like fanged it down the road, like, and Mum's like chasing after him. And then another time she was outside, Chris locked her outside, created like all these like booby traps, like the Home Alone. And then he's sitting at the top of the stairs like this, waiting for Jill to like try and find it.
Just drops a fucking bowling ball into her skull, you know?
Yes, that's exactly what happened.
Jesus. And then I just used to shit into leaves.
Sorry,
that's what I used to do. The babysitters. I just walk inside and shit in her leaves. This is the contract.
What do you mean her leaves?
Well, she had like a beautiful, she had like, it was kind of a gut, like this garden with all these
at
leaves.
The babysitters.
Yeah, yeah. I used to walk outside. She had this garden with all these like green leaves. And I used to shit in her leaves. That was the sort of stuff I did. So not exactly baby genius territory.
Well, I mean, you're fertilising the
well, correct.
The garden.
That's what I was thinking at the time. I said, yes. I can use horse manure.
You thought, this is what I'm going to do. Yes, you are a baby genius. That is just incredible, Jake. should put that on your CV.
Isn't it, Laura?
That is phenomenal.
Yeah, they used to call me Leaf Shitting Archdale.
I've heard that one. I heard that back in bloody Walker.
You have any nicknames when you were a kid? Walrus?
What did you just say?
What?
Did you say horse?
Walrus. When your canines came through, real big. Fish. Provide me with fish.
Not fish. Lou wants meat pie.
Fish fingers.
Fish fingers. When we did cycling, we would take turns on who got to pick takeaways because it was every Tuesday night. We'd finish at about 8 p.m.
Yeah.
We used to get to take turns out of like me, Christopher and Matthew, who got to pick the takeaways.
Mm.
And I'd always be like, McDonald's, McDonald's. And Chris and Matt would be like, you know, like, mix it up, maybe like Chinese, maybe pizza 1 week, something else. I'd always be like, Macca's, nuggets, Lulu wants nugs.
You know, my old man is so stuck in his ways that if he was going to a Chinese restaurant, he'd order the steak and chips.
You've told us.
Have I spun that yarn?
He's spun that, yeah. So everyone else would be getting like sweet and sour pork or whatever and he gets steak
and chips. He's going, oh, mate, bloody, none of that shit. Too fucking fancy, none of that shit. Oh, just don't bloody want it. So you get the steak and chips.
Do they even serve that at a Chinese restaurant?
Lulu, it's the worst steak and chips you could ever, ever, ever eat.
So Chinese food is phenomenal.
Yeah, it's red hot, but he's so stuck in his way. Like, he's so stubborn and stuck in his ways that it's just like meat, potatoes. Mum will put some green beans on his plate and he just won't eat green shit. He is like a petulant child.
Does he not? Doesn't he eat broccoli?
Nope.
Wouldn't touch spinach?
Nope.
What if lettuce was in a salad?
If you tried to feed that man a burrito, he'd try and knock you out.
So he just has meat and veg?
It's literally like he's...
Steak and potatoes, I'm imagining his plate, with tomato sauce.
His favourite meal is steak and eggs, which I get. It's fucking red hot.
Steak and eggs is a favourite meal?
It's pretty red hot.
I prefer fish fingers.
No, Lulu.
Any day.
Come now.
I love a good steak, but steak and eggs, you know I don't like yolk.
Yeah, you're not a yolk lady. You're not a yady. Lady.
Yeah, no, I picked
yeah,
up on
okay,
that.
Yeah, it's okay, good. Yeah, yeah.
Thanks, Jess.
Yeah, no, he's horrific. When we were, so we had nothing, we had no like franchises or anything in Walker, like no McDonald's, yeah. No anything like that. And I'm not even joking. When I was a kid, I was at my friend Keelan Buttrick's house and sitting there playing fucking Sega or something like that. His mum Lou comes in. Oh, there you go, Lou Beaumont. She comes in and she goes, now we've got a surprise for you. And we're not going to tell you what it is. And we're like, okay. Like, you've got to get in the car with Blowy. Blowy was your stepdad. I go, okay. So we get in the car, Blowy, Lou, me and Keelan, and drove 50 minutes to get McDonald's. And it was, we were fucking blown away. We were like.
Was that your first time having it?
It wouldn't have been my first time having it, but you would have it so fucking rarely because
50 minutes is a big drive.
50 minutes.
There's a reason I was at fat 8-year-old Lou. You know, the local Macca's is two doors down from me.
Well, there you go.
All my pocket money went there.
What would you have to do to earn your pocket money?
I empty and loaded the dishwasher and did the dishes.
Did you?
Yep. And I scrubbed the... Did I do the bathrooms? No, the boys did the bathrooms. I cleaned the downstairs lounge.
And who had to sort the cinema? Like, who would pick up the popcorn and sort of, you know.
Jeeves. Jeeves would do that.
The butler.
Jeeves would do that for us. No, I was a very good little cleaner for my pocket money.
Were you?
Yep.
And what would you get?
Like fucking $2.
$2 gets you a long way back in the day, though.
Stingy Franco?
No, $2
gets
you a long way.
Maybe even a dollar.
Yeah.
And then I'd go straight to the local dairy and pick one of those and one of those and one of those. Remember when the lollies were 5 cents?
Bro,
2 cents?
It was just the best feeling in the world. When you were a kid and you got your hands on a bit of dough, then you could go and buy shit yourself. It was the fucking tits.
I've told you the tooth fairy yarn, haven't I? Where Franco goes, oh, and pretends to pull out a massive tooth and then put it next to my tooth. So the tooth fairy gave me $2 and then gave me $20. $20 is a lot when you're like 7.
You were the same as Keelan.
Where did Franco get a giant tooth from?
Well, he was a dentist deal.
Oh, so he just like harvested people's teeth. Yeah, sure.
Plenty of them lying around the dentistry.
And probably his home.
Are you saying that?
He's a tooth thief.
Okay.
Yeah, he's his tooth. He was the tooth fairy.
He would just go around people's
pretty
houses.
Little one.
Yank them out. Not meant to come out. I'm just yeah. sleep.
Yeah. I fucking. Did I spin that yarn about my little brother when he thought he had 20 cents? So he thought a cent was worth an item? Have I spun that yarn? So we go to fucking. We're in Big W or something like that with mum, and, you know, he's got 20 cents from somewhere. It's actually one of the cuter yarns I've heard. And. Or maybe he's bought something and he's got 20 cents change. Anyway, he's got his hands on 20 cents. And I think mum had said to us, you could go in and get a toy each. And so I'm looking at all these biker mice from Mars. Any remember biker mice from Mars? One of the great shows. So I'm looking at all these biker mice. I'm like, fuck, these are cool. I don't know which biker mice to get. Oh, you can only afford that one. It's $10, Jack. You got $10 to spend or whatever. You can only probably get that one. I'm like, oh, but I want the white one. Whatever, I'm figuring it out. Henry's got his 20 cents. He's gone around. He would have been, God knows what age, 8, just procuring things, putting them into a basket. Got to 20 things, walks up to the thing, puts them all on the fucking checkout. This lady's checking it, this little kid, she's checking all these toys, and she's like, okay, that's $260. And he just hands her the 20 cents. And she's like, what's that, Dolly? He's like, 20 cents for 20 things. And she's like, no, buddy. It's
oh, that is so cute.
Dude, he was a cute kid too. Like, he had these huge eyes, really curly hair.
And then did your mum have to go,
sorry, buddy. Yeah, all that back, buddy.
That is adorable.
Yeah, cute shit.
Cute little
Now he's a fucking mongrel.
Hey.
No, he's not. He's a fucking angel.
It's very rude.
I'm so sorry.
That back. You say two nice things about him now, down the barrel of the camera.
Henry, you are a... You're a tremendous person. This is weird.
Keep going.
We don't do this in our family.
Say it.
I love ya.
And?
You're a good bloke.
You can do better than that?
Nah. Come he on. Knows. Nah, it's not in our wheelhouse.
Do you want me to read your text that mum sent me?
Fucking oath, I do, Lou. I never get tired of this.
So.
What'd you do? You colour in another picture? Look, mummy. Look what I've done. That's the best colouring I've ever seen a 30-year-old woman.
Jill is the sweetest soul in the world.
Correct,
Judge.
Yeah.
She's so anyway, monster. I sent her a text basically saying that I'm, like, so happy at the moment and, like, I love my life and I'm so proud of, like, the podcast and where everything's going. I'm not going to read you that text because it's
Please
like,
don't.
It's a bit cringy.
It'll make me sick.
Mum said, just rereading this and I'm swelling with pride. I'm so happy and delighted to have been on this journey with you. If you opening up your self-expression and delivering to the world, it fills my heart with so much joy. I love you so much.
Can I? That's just, she is the sweetest lady of all time. You've got to
admit. Isn't she adorable?
Can I spur something?
What?
Should I call my old man and like tell him that I'm proud of him or something like that? Just say what.
But I won't be here.
No. Let me just
Sorry,
try.
I just
Let me
just call him. Yes.
Oh, fuck. I hope this doesn't turn into something weird, like where he tells me he's proud of me.
Well, then I'll just literally stay silent.
No, you got to piss yourself.
No.
All right, I'm doing it.
I feel too mean.
Got to get off the cuff here.
Hello.
Big fella.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Just having a bit of a sleep.
Oh, you fucking hell, you agents are busy. Hey?
You there?
You there?
Yeah, I've been to Wagga and back.
What were you doing in Wagga?
Went down to have a look at some cattle on adjustment there.
Yeah, beauty. Nice.
What are you doing?
Mate, just cruising. I got to go. I got to do a live podcast thing tonight, so I'm just at home prepping for that.
Yeah, right. Cool.
Mate, you've been working pretty hard lately.
Yeah.
I just wanted to let you know I'm pretty proud of you for the way you've been working.
Go away, Jack. Goodbye, Jack.
See you, mate.
That couldn't have gone better. That couldn't have gone better. Go away, Jack. Go away.
See?
And then he can just hear both of us laughing. Oh, fuck me.
Dude.
Oh. I can't even do that to Jill because she'll just go into like a full
Do you know what I mean? If you were to say that's the difference.
Wonder what happened about Franco's gotten a lot more emotional and better with words as he's aged.
Has he?
Because being Italian, like he used to be very harsh and, you know, not so loving. He's a lot more loving now.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a bit softer.
I think it happens naturally, though, but obviously not to the old fella.
That was fucking amazing.
Dude, I thought I'd sold that too. I fair dinkum thought I'd half sold that.
I thought you were going to get something from it.
Like, you've been working hard, mate. I'm like, you know, I'm pretty proud of you. I didn't want to go like, I'm so proud of you, mate.
Yeah, you go.
So I was like, I'm pretty proud of you, you know.
Go away, Jack.
Go away, Jack.
Oh, fuck me. That was good.
Oh, I'm happy with it.
Hey, you want to do some Hingy Wingies?
You fucking bet your bottom dollar.
It's been a long time for old Senorita.
I'm so excited for Hingy Wingies.
I wish we could keep these in.
No, we can't.
Judge and I just have a funny little game we play before we clap and Dior has to cut it.
Three segments.
It makes us giggle.
It does make us giggle.
It's time for Hingy Wingies. It's been a hot minute.
Beautiful.
Thank you. This guy said my best celebrity impression.
Marge Simpson.
Homie.
It's good.
It's good. One more time.
Homie.
It's very good. Give it.
Homie.
That was pretty good.
What was that?
Go again.
Homie.
So we were doing a bit of making out at the end of the night.
Oh, so sorry. Jesus. You ready for that one?
Yeah, I'm ready for that.
Homie.
That's not bad.
Homie.
Oh.
You're very good.
Hold on.
Homie.
Say something else.
Well, it's Todd, homie. I miss you.
It's pretty good.
Fuck, okay.
What did Mr. Burns sound like?
Ew.
Was he creepy, like?
Nah, fuck, we'd have to hear him.
Fuck it.
Anyway.
Okay. Next one. This guy has said... My biggest date fail.
So we were doing a bit of making out at the end of the night and her face started to swell up and break out in hives. Turns out she's highly allergic to strawberries, kind of like the strawberries I'd just eaten. Don't worry though, she was completely fine. And we both agreed that it's probably my attention to detail that makes me such a great date.
Sure she's not highly allergic to fucking goobers.
I shouldn't laugh because that's so cruel.
That
is
Josh. No, I don't mean that. I don't mean what I just said. I used him as a butt of a joke.
Yeah,
he seems completely fine.
He seems like a cutie.
So quite cute, yeah.
But also, imagine that on a date, or like you go on a date and you're allergic to peanuts, and then you eat peanuts.
Yeah,
and you got to get your anaphylactic.
Yeah, it'd be fucking admin.
I dated a guy who was allergic to peanuts, and it fucked me off because I like Thai. You can't get satay, you can't have peanut butter, you can't have satay, you know?
Yeah, but it must be tough for you. Must be real hard for you that he was allergic to peanuts.
That did sound
you poor thing.
So mean, didn't it? I'm like, that fucked me off. Didn't even realise what I'm saying. Like, he can't have peanuts.
No, buddy.
He can't have satay peanuts. He can't have Thai.
Correct. Well, yeah. What?
Well, you can, but like...
Green curries and shit he could have.
I don't know.
Don't
There's
know.
A lot of peanuts in Thai.
It's a tough one to
There's
be allergic to.
A lot of nuts
to.
In me.
It's
not. Okay. I wish there was. I'm so sorry.
Oh, my
No, God. I don't. I'm turning into you.
I wish there was.
I don't.
Well, it'd be odd if the nuts were in you. It's like, that's the wrong bit. You know what I mean?
Is it?
Oh, you're good, kid. You're a good kid.
You're good, kid.
You're a hell of a kid. Kid.
Okay. This guy said, together we could.
Together we could. get through this fucking prompt. Because what a pain in the arse it is, isn't it? So, look at me. Grab my hand. We can do this. You and me, one team. Let's go.
You've made it a little creepy, haven't you?
You're a little creepy boy, aren't you?
Aren't you? Those little laughs are a bit weird, aren't they?
Aren't you a little creepy who wants to grab my hand, aren't you?
Aren't you? Ironically, you've made the prompt thing so much fucking worse.
Yeah.
By that prompt.
I wouldn't be doing that one again if I was you, champion.
Usually the Scots are onto it too. The Scots are a funny breed of people.
You've always said that.
It's an old adage.
You've always said the Scottish are the personnel.
Best time.
Comedy.
So, yeah.
This next one I said, I want someone who.
I want someone who has passion and ambition, who has a natural curiosity, emotionally mature, and will give me anal on my birthday. Why is that so fucking hard to find?
Thought that was Gerard Butler there for a second. And for what he wants, the last name makes sense.
That it does.
There we go.
That it does.
She's with me.
The first part, I was like, fuck, you're asking for a lot, mate. And then the second part, I thought,
oh, that's exactly what I'd give everyone.
Fine. He's not asking for a lot.
He's just asking for a dollop of anal in what is otherwise a tremendous relationship.
A dollop of anal.
Just a sprinkle of doot play in what is otherwise arguably a traditional relationship.
Holy fuck.
That should be like a Mary Poppins song.
Just a sprinkle of duck play makes the medicine go round.
Just a quick dollop of anal makes the medicine go round. Yeah, I like it.
Maybe that's on the album.
Yeah, they're getting duet play on the album.
We got the cat song. What was the other one we did at
space.
The end?
Space
and the anal song.
The anal song.
I got a feeling both our parents have stopped listening.
I would hope so.
Have you had any feedback lately?
No, I think they've decided.
Neither
just
have
to
I.
Give it up.
I think I'm hoping, Jill, if you're listening, I'd call it a year here.
Janelle, I'd knock off if I were you, kid. Enjoy your Chrissy. Forget about this.
Yeah, so your time's done, champions. Okay, one more for Juchi Wachi.
Okie day.
This guy said, "The one thing I'd love to know about you
can
is
you sniff like a dog."
Sorry, but can I sniff you like a dog? I'm very
me?
Good. At, yeah. Let me give your ear a go. Okay. Take your headphones off.
I close my eyes.
Take your headphones off. Close your eyes. Close your eyes. Tell me this isn't exactly how a dog sniffs.
It's scary. Ooh, I actually feel like it's a big rotty on me.
You know what I mean?
That's 10 out of 10.
Pretty good.
Can I have a go?
Yeah, go. Not a good start.
Hey?
It's a pig. You don't have it in you. You're not quick enough with the sniffs and then the blowout.
I don't have the mongrel in me.
It's got to be, you know what I mean? You got a bit of pig in you with your laugh.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at UH1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Red light, green light.
This is huge.
What?
Huge, red light, green light.
Oh. You want to go or you want me to go?
I'll go.
Okay.
Red light, green light. Live stand-up comedy.
Green.
I'd agree.
But... But there's a clause.
There's a clause here.
There's a clause on page 23.
There's a clause on page 23 here. It has to be fucking good. Because
yeah, but comedy is subjective.
I know, but it's so hard. This is I've got a bit of a theory. When you go to a fucking stand-up comedy show, whether it's a comedian you like and, you know, they're good, or it's a fucking Melbourne Comedy Festival or something like that, I feel like sometimes in the room, you know that that's a punchline and you're supposed to laugh. So sometimes when I've seen stand-up comedy, even though I don't find it that funny, I'm just laughing because I'm like, oh, I know that's the punchline and I'm supposed to laugh there. And I'm like, it's really got to be to you. And I found myself fucking bored. You know what I mean? Sorry. So I'm like, live stand-up, like, I think needs to be fucking.
Well, I feel like people always say that you should do it.
I'm just too scared.
Oh.
Nah.
Little Jachi, watch you scared in front of a crowd.
Would you do that?
I would love to stand up in front of 400 people.
You'd have to be funny.
Not doing comedy, just talking.
You think you're that fucking interesting? Let me give you that tip.
I could talk about a few things.
Like what?
Kevin.
One of the stories Kirkins, you once decided.
Tequila, three sausages. Should I elaborate more on the three sausages?
I think we're okay for now.
I can tell you what butcher they're from.
I think we're okay for now.
Paddington Butcher.
What about that train on that beach that you didn't go on?
Another rager.
What a ripper.
Another absolute ripping story from
You could spin the one that where you went to a bar, you got to go, you barbecue food.
Yep.
That was another
pearl. Forgot about that. That was a good one.
No, if anyone could
encapture. That was a great one.
If anyone would enthrall an audience, it's Louisa Dowden.
I agree.
A solo night with LDD.
Featuring three sausages, a train, and a barbecue.
No train. Didn't even get on it.
Well, half a train, we'll call it.
Half a train.
Yeah. Sounds like a pretty good evening to me.
That might confuse some punters, though.
Why? Why? What's half a train?
Don't worry about it.
Nah, I want to know. What's half a train?
Do you know what it is to run a train on someone?
Like run over someone?
Yeah.
With a train.
So you wouldn't want that. You know what I mean? I just think that live stand-up.
You're lying, because when you go like this.
I didn't do that.
It's a lie.
Didn't do that.
What is it? It's some type of sexual innuendo.
Louisa.
It is.
Now, just bring it up a notch. Huh? Instead of this lowbrow stuff.
Hey, you're lowbrow, Mr. Half Train.
Excuse me. I'm not the one that's going to do a live show with a train.
But then I'll decide if I want it in or not.
It's like, you know, you were saying how you don't have enough nuts inside you.
It's like having heaps.
Yeah.
Blokes run a train. So it's like one after the other.
Oh, cut that.
Choo-choo.
Cut that. That's a bit far.
That's not that far.
It is.
It's not at all. It's very, very common in rap songs. Very common in pop culture. It's a common phrase.
No, but the act of it. Common? Oh, wait, I'm lost.
Yeah. It's like having an orgy. It's like a gangbang, same thing. Another term. You wouldn't like gangbang on air?
Feels inappropriate. But each to their own.
Yeah. You know, you got to let people do what they want to do.
Yeah.
Now back to the point at hand, Louisa.
Oh, I was going to go.
I just think it needs to be very, very good for it to be worth going
to. Yeah, I
agree. You know what I mean?
You also got to let the young punters give them a hoon.
That's true. It's true. I just feel like sometimes when I've been to them, I sort of force the laugh because I know I'm supposed to.
I think you're talking yourself out of it. I think you're agreeing. Just let the
people. Oh, I am a green. I love stand-up comedy.
But I think, like, it's subjective, and also just let them have a go. You know, you'd hope people would come to yours. It'd be very boring.
I never said I wouldn't let them have a go, Lou.
Well.
And chill.
My turn?
Chill.
Red light, green light. Talking with food in your mouth.
Green.
I knew you were going to say that because you've done it a few times.
Yeah.
I've noticed it.
Yeah.
You're a grubby little senorita, aren't you?
But this leads into one of my other ones as well, which I won't touch on, but I think there's a time and a place. If I feel comfortable with you, I'm probably going to go like this. I'll eat a wing and I'll go, yeah, because, dude, who cares if they're going to do that? Keep going. But I'll probably go like this. Yeah, yeah.
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah.
I've been at the Rojo with you. Remember that time I dipped my chicken wing?
You were fucking rotten.
When I was blind.
You were rotten drunk.
I dipped my chicken wing into Jarch's sauce
after taking
twice.
A big fucking slick bite out of it, saliva everywhere, and then dipped it back in like it was nothing.
I don't know how you sat with me at the Rojo for 2 hours. I'd been drinking on this podcast for an hour and a half.
And I was sober.
Sober, and then I took a massive tequila in the car, and then you sat at the Rojo with me for 2 hours.
Yeah, it was admin. I won't lie.
Was it really?
Well, I needed to be on your level. You're really annoying when you're pissed.
No, I'm fucking not. Cunt. Oh, sorry.
Dude, so what are you, red?
Yes. Close what? Your little mouth.
No, I don't eat with my mouth open, but sometimes if I'm excited about a conversation.
I think you're best to just go.
You definitely don't do that.
And then keep talking.
It takes too long sometimes. Sometimes swallow. I will do that. Yeah. Sometimes.
No, you're best to just go.
I don't think that's in your wheelhouse, mate.
No, I definitely do. I'd probably talk with food in my mouth to Jill or Franco.
Yeah.
Or my brothers.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's sort of what I'm saying. It's like there's a time and a place. You know what I mean? If you're out with, like, the in-laws, you know.
One time I met, well, not my in-laws because I don't have a boyfriend.
But you know what I mean, the boyfriend's parents or whatever.
Like, an ex-boyfriend's parents, and I had an egg, and I went to slice in and went bing into her lap.
It went into the mother's lap.
Not the mother, the sister. Bing.
Probably hated you for the rest of your life. Like
that little eggy bitch. Little eggy bitch.
Do you know, I've got a theory.
What?
Say if you were to go to that same boy, the ex-boyfriend's dinner, and they'd provided you with roasted cherry tomatoes. They're praying for something to happen to you. They are the most dangerous.
Oh, yeah, to stab them.
Mate.
They go everywhere or they
the
just go,
fuck.
Bing!
Honestly, they fucking just squirt out.
They're like almost as if they're in a slingshot from your fork.
Yeah, it's almost like.
It's like, bing.
You think that sounds funny? You enjoying that little sound? Is that what you're doing? You're trying to introduce a new little sound on the podcast? Buddy, aren't you?
What was the one I did for the whale?
Bajunk. No.
Gub.
Ba-boomf.
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 This is what the roast tomato did. It went, bing, and then onto the ground. Ba-boomf. We got to bring that back. That's a good one, Dior. Ba-boomf. Ba-boomf, my man. It's like a phrase. It's like a saying. Fuck, I was ba-boomf last night. I was ba-boomf. Hey, lads, we getting ba-boomf tonight? Yeah.
It's like your mate says something fun and you're like, oh, dude, ba-boomf, am I right?
Nailed it, Dior.
Yeah.
Come on, Jarch, give us a ba-boomf. Come on.
Ping. Oh. Oh, it's like ping.
Your turn. Your turn.
Oh, my days. You know what I mean? They're danger.
Yeah.
Well, this is what one of mine. Red light, green light. Table manners.
Green.
This is where. Have you seen that guy on fucking Instagram and TikTok? The super posh guy.
Oh, the guy who says how the queen eats food.
He's like, you must never have your butter and spread it on your toast like this. You must always put the butter on the toast, allow it to melt a bit, then spread it, not the other way around. And he's very pompous. He does like all the most hectic table manners.
I haven't seen it.
It's pretty funny stuff.
I'm all for table manners, but not like ridiculous.
See, how do you hold your knife and fork?
Not like scooping it like that.
I hold it like with my index fingers like that. You know what I mean?
Like this.
Yep. the way like you're supposed to.
Wait.
You know what I mean? If you get a... let's.
You know how like you got to... Hey, everyone, wait. Josh is just getting a knife and fork for us. Like this.
That's correct.
Oh, thank God.
Well, that's how I hold
them. Oh, thank God,
Josh. That's how I hold them, right?
And so tell me, what's Charlotte been doing at private school?
Darling,
mm-hmm.
Slutting around.
Oh, Josh, let them play.
Sorry. So, but if I'm by myself at home...
That's the thing.
I'm scooping and
yeah, pooping. You, especially if you've got peas.
Peas
are fucking hard to squash on the back of your fork.
What sort of fucking cocksucker wants to push
peas? I know, like 7 of them as well. You need a spoon.
It doesn't work. So
Dior's a very little good producer and he's found them for us.
Oh, Dior. Yes. Oh, okay, he's got peas.
Oh, great. We'll know how to eat properly.
Yeah. Sorry, guys.
His name's William Hansen Etiquette.
I might get peas for dinner. Yeah. Nah, fuck it, I'm getting a kebab.
Get it, girl.
You're probably eating your peas incorrectly. What we never do with peas is shovel them onto the underside of the fork and bring them
it's
up.
It's easier, bro.
Because they fly everywhere, and we don't want that. Instead, using the back of your knife, push and spear some peas onto the tines of your fork. You have a neat little collection, which you can eat like so.
Oh, you got to spear them.
No, can I just say it's not enough. When I'm eating peas, I want 50
mouthful.
In my
yeah,
mouth.
Yeah.
I want a lot of peas in my mouth. I don't want 7 on the back of my fork. I want 50 peas in my mouth.
I feel ya. Find another one.
What would you do if I just went like this?
Probably go, fuck, what the fuck?
Pudding. Go to the pudding. But by the grey coat.
How to hold a spoon. Spoons are held in the domo hand between your middle and index fingers, wrapped round with your thumb on top to support.
Fuck off.
I don't eat a spoon like that. This,
it's fork and spoon. How to hold a spoon. Spoons are held in the domo hand.
That's a dumb way to hold a spoon.
Yeah, I just hold a spoon like that. Are you like this with a spoon?
Like this.
Is this you with a spoon?
Yeah, like a pen.
Yeah. God, now I feel like pudding. This is making me hungry. Stop it, Dior.
Go. What's the etiquette of rubbing one out on the table? Apparently that guy comments all the time and he eventually responded to him. He's like, you respond like that to almost all of my videos. I think someone needs some mental help.
And it's pudding, not dessert.
Let's go one more with this fucking guy.
Okay, and then we've got to jump on the hotline. Jarchi's got to go.
Yes!
All right, how not to pop a cherry tomato.
How to eat a cherry tomato without it squirting.
Tomato?
Firstly, do remember you're never going to be served a cherry tomato in formal dining. They're informal foods. And so it's perfectly acceptable to use your fingers.
We are peanuts.
Your dominant hand to pick up and pop it in your mouth. And that way it squirts in here and not out there.
Shit, but I'm not going to lie. I've gone to fancy restaurants and they're on my plate. Imagine if I just went...
That's almost the only time I ever eat a fancy... a full roasted cherry tomato.
You're at bloody Sean's. That's a restaurant in Bondi, in the eastern suburbs.
Once again, alienating the audience.
And you pick up the tomato. Or maybe the tomato's in space. Like that article I read last week. Hotline? I think so,
darling. Right, so you can eat cherry tomatoes with your fucking hands. Now, well, this came in 7 seconds.
Go, hit me.
Came in about 10 minutes ago.
Not a fan of that silky white top Louisa was wearing.
Okay, so now we're getting hotlines on my attire.
I love that he's just not.
I know
I'm
the
not
top
a fan of that silky
meaning.
White. What was it?
It was the one that had the black
lace.
Yeah,
quite a fan of that top.
Well, it's because some people say it looks like a nighty, but it's fashion.
Oh, darling, it's fashion. Once Steph wore a fucking bathrobe to a party.
That's fashion.
It was fucked.
It's fashion.
I said, buddy, you look like you're coming out of the bathroom. She's like, no, they're really cool. I'm like. Okay, what the fuck
it
do
is.
I know?
It's
what do I know? All right.
Excuse me, senorita.
Senorita.
So sorry, Lulu. Driving on speaker. it is Tuesday, and there's not a new episode. So what the fuck? That's how I get through my week, is your episodes.
Wednesday.
So please be kind and send it through. Keep me entertained on my drives home.
What?
Or drives.
Don't we release on Wednesdays? All right.
Love you. Bye.
Love you too.
Senorita's got her days mixed up. They come out Wednesdays and Fridays. You're very silly, aren't you?
No, you've got your days mixed up, haven't you?
Very silly, naughty girl.
Now, because, yeah, we do release on Wednesdays and Fridays.
Maybe she got confused because Whippers one came out on a Tuesday.
True. So we will sporadically do guest episodes that come out on different days, but yeah. Wednesday, Friday, generally, you crazy fucking kids, yeah? Let's just go fucking rogue. Let's go back into the fucking archives here, kid. Hey, what do you feel? You feel right?
Yeah, feel go right. Way back.
Let's try this bad boy.
Hi, it is Ellie here. This is maybe my fourth call. I'm a long-term fan. I'm a bedwetter, all of the above and shit. Anyway, no, this is boring. What else have I got to say? I'll call you back with something actually worth playing. Don't play this.
Sucked in, wrecked. Got ya.
That probably, weirdly enough, is the best one.
I didn't mind it. She told us all the things we needed to know.
Oh.
What?
Sorry, I just saw some jeans on the floor. Sorry, I just saw them. I was like, what the fuck? Are those my jeans? And then they're not my jeans.
They are your jeans.
Oh.
You were wearing them, you fucking idiot.
I've been drinking.
I think so.
All right, let's play this one.
G'day, fuckwits. It's Bedwetters here. I'm Ben, and this is Jade. She doesn't want to say hello. Just a bit of a quick red light, green light for you. The fucking cameras in the Double Bay Woolies. Yeah. Why does the number plate at Necker... recognition never works. Sorry, I had a bit of a...
Oh, right.
You know when you got to... When you need to go where?
She's giggling too.
When you need to have, but when you have to go, when you see you lads.
Did he go? Oh fuck!
Yeah, you got the fuck.
Those Double Bay ones always work for Alfonso. Welcome from the east.
I thought you might be referencing the new security protocols that they got on, and it makes it way harder to steal.
Why would you be doing that, Jake?
When would I say I'd steal? I said it just makes it way harder to steal. I thought he was pissed off because now he can't nick his steaks.
How would you nick them normally without the cameras?
You'd have headphones on. This is how I would do it if I were to do it. You'd have big headphones on like this. You'd fucking have a plastic bag sitting there in the thing and you wouldn't scan it and throw it in before they had the weight systems and stuff. And then if you get pulled up, then they're like, excuse me. And you're like, sorry? And they're like, you didn't scan that. I'm like, you'd be like, I'm so sorry. And then you just, but that's if you were to do it.
You're a very good actor, aren't you?
Well, I do act. I do impressions. I act. And that's how I would do it if I were to do it, but I wouldn't do it. Now
they've got the hit of the game.
Well, now the cameras are everywhere,
aren't they?
They also saw Dior shaking his head quite defeatedly.
Aggressively?
Yeah, these cameras piss me off. There's too many of them.
There's too many?
Too many of them.
What is this, Big Brother?
Yeah.
What is this, Big Brother, Woolworths edition?
I mean, have you seen the cost of living at the moment? I mean...
Yeah, for fuck's sake.
A bloody punnet of blueberries is $8.
Yeah. Now you just got to stick the food in your pants when you steal them.
Yeah.
And then your food's all pantsy.
Now your food's all pantsy. It's just, you know,
it's just a pantsy disgrace.
It's a disgrace. Righto.
Thank you, Bedwetters. We love you so much.
Righto.
Hey, and we're having a week off for Christmas and we're having a week of best bits. So we'll be off for 2 weeks, but there'll be best bits, there'll be good shit going on, and then we'll be back roaring early January.
Early Jan, we're back, kids. So the bloody, the kids have got to eat for a couple of days.
The kids are going to have a few rest days.
I need a couple of whiskeys, a few rums.
Yep.
I need the feet to be up. I need the arms to be behind the head. Daddy's got to chill.
Mm-hmm.
I'm daddy, by the way.
Mummy's got to chill too. I'm mummy, by the way.
So, Merry Christmas to the bedwetters.
Merry Christmas, my sweet little bedwetters. I hope you piss the bed and I hope you have many, many treats from Santa.
Just know that we will do both. Also, let's get a bit of the fucking, let's keep the Hottest 100 cranking.
Keep Hottest 100 voting. We want Nerdy Bra and Doing Time. Jarchi was very clever and made a little video and teaching everyone how to vote, didn't you? You're very clever, aren't you?
I'm a clever boy.
So we want you to head to the Hottest 100 website and vote for Nerdy Bra and Doing Time so that we can all sit down and enjoy a Beveragino.
Correct.
And listen to it in January.
Correct. So please keep voting. You've got 10 votes, so ideally, chuck them both in.
Chuck them all in.
But if you don't, get Nerdy Bra there, you fucking...
beautiful angels.
Fucking sweet mongrels. Looking
mwah.
Directly down the barrel for that.
Mwah, mwah.
Right, I will we talk to you. Yous.
Bye.
Hooroo.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.